The Pritzker Architecture Prize has been awarded to two Swiss architects, Jacques Herzog and Pierre de Meuron. It's only the second time the prestigious award has been shared, but NPR's Lynn Neary reports Herzog and de Meuron have a unique partnership.
The winners of this year's Pritzker Architecture Prize have been friends since childhood, and if you believe the press material, they even used to create buildings together with Legos. Naturally skeptical, we asked Jacques Herzog if the story of their lives had been, well, embellished.
We grew up in the same neighborhood, and we've done most of the things together so far.
Did you really build things with Legos together? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But we never, ever thought to become architects.
Herzog, who acts as spokesman for the two, says at first he pursued the sciences and then art, while de Meuron wanted to be a civil engineer. Eventually, Herzog says, we thought architecture would be a good way to combine all our interests. Partners since 1978, one of their most ambitious projects was the conversion of a power plant into the new Tate Gallery of Modern Art in London. They've also designed homes and apartment buildings, industrial complexes, and even a California winery. And always, said the Pritzker jury, they showed a remarkable talent for original solutions to the most ordinary commissions. Bill Lacey, executive director of the Pritzker Prize, says their work is both experimental and traditional.
They have done unusual things like silk screen on concrete and glass. And the winery in Napa Valley that they've done where they use a curtain wall of stones encased in wire mesh. They're just very imaginative.
At first glance, their work is simple and extreme. A house that could be based on a child's drawing. Buildings reduced to elemental shapes, boxes, and rectangles. But then you notice that the shapes have somehow been transformed. The house seems to float. The box is covered with a design. The apartment building looks completely different from day to night. The architects are particularly inventive with building facades, what Herzog calls the skin of the building. The outer walls of the winery, made of chunks of stone held in by wire, create a lacy light inside the building. In another case, the walls of a technical school library in Germany are covered with silk-screened photographic images. Jacques Herzog.
And we knew we wanted these images to wrap the building, to sort of turn the inside out, the history, the images, the imagination, whatever is in the books and on the discs, to use this to sort of print or tattoo the outside.
Perhaps the most compelling aspect of Herzog and de Meuron's work, says Pritzker juror Carlos Jimenez, is its capacity to astonish.
They're able to transform what might otherwise be rather ordinary, either a shape or a condition, a material. And they take this and transform it into something that's often extraordinary.
Ultimately, says Herzog, he and his partner are interested in exploring the very nature of architecture.
Because this is ultimately the question, what is actually architecture? And I think our work is a lot about this question, to take things and turn them into architecture that haven't necessarily been seen as architectural.
Jacques Herzog and Pierre de Meuron will receive the $100,000 Pritzker Prize during an award ceremony on May 7th at Thomas Jefferson's Monticello in Virginia. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.